ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie. Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
The very best Waddle and Sylvie show you will ever hear. I believe I've been told I have 4 minutes before we bring you some commercials and then a little crosstalk with Black and Abdallah. Obviously, as Connor said, give us a holler, 312-332-3776. We probably can't take your calls, but maybe Chris and Adam will. Anyway, some good stuff out at the Ball Yard today, obviously. 4-1 win over the Royals. That moves the Sox to 53-51 on the season. 2 games over .500 for the first time since late April. Unfortunately, both the Guardians and the Twins won today as well, so Sox remain 2 back in the Central. Good day for Lance Lynn, though, as Connor was telling you. Had the good stuff. Obviously, it's a Royals team without some of their top players. They traded Benintendi earlier in during the trade process, and obviously Merrifield was dealt as well. But look, you don't apologize for wins. No Luis Robert today. He is planning to be in the lineup, or they're planning to have him in the lineup as their DH tomorrow when they play the Rangers in Texas. And the good times should continue to roll. I saw Chuck and Ozzy talking about the starting pitcher for the Rangers is a guy who has never made a major league start. So keep things rolling, White Sox. Good news on that front. The bad news is, and not to bring anyone down after they've won another series, second straight series they've won, and they've reached a plateau or a peak that they have not seen since the end of April, 2 games over .500. But just to remind you once again that there are no reinforcements coming, nothing leading up to the trade deadline, as we talked to you last night. Trade deadline comes and goes at 5 o'clock. Sox really did nothing. They added Jake Diekman in a deal with the Red Sox earlier. He pitched very well yesterday. He pitched very well today, but that was it. I believe, Tyler, we have some sound from Rick Hahn that I think is worthy of playing again. Talks about being disappointed and being in a crappy mood that they weren't able to do something.
First, in all candor, we're disappointed that we weren't able to do more to improve this club. I think you saw a year ago at this time. You've seen it for the last several years, arguably the last couple of decades, that it's our nature to try to improve this club at any opportunity we have. And unfortunately, we weren't able to line up on some of our other potential targets. Anyone out there who is feeling a level of frustration or disappointment, I'm there with you. Second, and probably more important, the fact of the matter is we still very much believe in this group that's inside that clubhouse right now. We feel they are very much capable of playing better baseball than we've seen over the first few months, and that there's the makings of a potential championship team in there should they get to their accustomed levels of performance. One of the things that excites us is about getting this group together and having them playing together on a regular basis, and we're finally getting closer to having the group, least of the six core guys since 2020 that have performed well together, we're getting very close to having them all back together. And with a little bit of better fortune health-wise going forward, confident that that's a quality group and capable of winning this division and beyond.
Yeah, I would assume that all Sox fans are in a pretty crappy mood right now that reinforcements were not added. And we'll talk about this tomorrow when we have a full show. PB, Patty Boyle will be in for Sylvie, who's on vacation. But look, if you didn't have enough in your farm system to deal for a left-handed bat or another starter or whatever, then your farm system is inadequate and it isn't good enough. And your major league team is 2 games over .500, but still in third place in the worst division in baseball. I would say all Sox fans are a little bit disappointed, but you know, on the bright side, obviously they get the win today over the Royals. We've got some NFL news that we'll bring to you as well when Chris and Adam come in. A little bit of that, some breaking news from the commissioner's office, and a good day for Justin Fields and the Bears up at Bears camp. We'll get to that as well when we come back. Has your summer weight loss plan not working as well as you'd hoped? Well, first of all, hope is not a strategy. This is what you need to do. Contact our friends at NJDiet.com today. and they will contractually guarantee that you will lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Just go to njdiet.com. The program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your saliva, your hair, and your blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep it off for good. Not sure if you can do it alone? Well, you don't have to. NJ Diet is with you every step of the way. You are fully monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water weight. You'll also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet is committed to you keeping the weight off for good. It's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, and no prepackaged foods. They have locations close by in Oak Brook and Skokie, or you can check them out with live online video consultations. Call them today, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or log on to njdiet.com. Go to njdiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Good day for the White Sox today. They beat the Royals 4-1 out at the Ball Yard. Lance Lynn was fantastic. Jose Abreu hit another dong again today. They're 53-51 on the season. Two games over 500 for the first time since late April. They travel to Texas to play the Rangers tomorrow. I believe Johnny Cueto gets the ball for the Sox. So good things happening for the Sox. Wish they would have done a little something at the trade deadline yesterday. As me and my good buddies Chris Black and Adam Abdallah talked about out at Navy Pier, they join us now. They've got a full show tonight.
Yo.
Guys, do you have Sox fever, or is it all football for you right now?
I mean... We'll talk a little White Sox with you here. Yeah. I think a lot of football coming up at
Listen,
6.
It's about look, it's about football. It's about damn time, right? Like, this is what we wanted.
We got a game tomorrow, Adam.
What? A football game?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a bet on it. let's get a line. I'll get a line for you guys before we get out of here. But no, like, watching the White Sox game yesterday, it was like, okay, like, congratulate. Like, what do you always say?
Yeah.
You don't get credit for not doing drugs.
Yeah,
credit for beating the Royals.
Especially the Royals without Benintendi and without Whit Merrifield.
Yeah, like, okay, congratulations. You put up a bunch of runs on a crap team. Good job.
I tried to be as nice as I could coming out of Connor's post-game show, but, like, I'm with you. I mean, like, the fact that they didn't do anything yesterday and Rick stood out there in front of you and said, I'm in a crappy mood, well... Like, if your farm system isn't good enough to pry something away from someone and your major league team is, you know, two games over 500 and two back in the worst division in baseball, like, we should all be mad, shouldn't we?
Absolutely. All right, so the Raiders are a 2.5-point favorite. The total in the game is 29.5. We know that none of the, like, real starters are going to play. No Trevor Lawrence, no ETN. It would be surprising if any of the Raiders played as well. But let's go with the dog.
What's the number?
Two and a half. We're going Jacksonville.
Always take the dog. This isn't a real game.
Yeah. Two-team teaser.
Fake games.
Yeah,
take the dog.
Two-team teaser. What are you doing?
I think, listen, it's a new staff in Jacksonville. It is a new staff.
Oh, is this an anti-Urban Meyer play?
Maybe.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe, Chris. That's what I'm thinking.
Who's their backup? I don't even know.
Fresh start.
Who's Trevor Lawrence's backup?
Yeah, we haven't gotten into our football bunkers enough to know who the backups are for bad teams. By the way, did you see Mitch is tearing it up in Latrobe?
Is that a nice way of saying he looked terrible?
No, I just like to light your guys.
CJ Beathard.
When we talk about
it. No, okay. So here's what's going to happen, right? Because people have been tweeting me the same screenshot of the report from The Athletic of how he's 0-for-16 in the 2-minute drill and all this kind of stuff. I'm not rooting for the guy to fail.
You sure?
Like, I'm not. Listen, I hope he's Chase Daniel. I hope he makes $1 billion as a backup quarterback.
Good kid.
He's a super nice guy. He's got a child now. He's married. Like, listen, I want nothing but the best for him and his family. That being said, if you thought that this was going to go well, that's on you. Like, this is more about your football IQ, and I'm speaking about the Royal you, not you specifically, Tom Waddle. I know your thoughts. I'm like, if you thought that this was going to go well, that's on you.
No, you know how we play this. We just don't need a football thought from anyone who thought that he was going to be worth a damn ever again.
Yeah.
That's it. We just don't. Waddle, we don't need the football thoughts from those who think that Trubisky's still going to be great.
And if you think Mike Tomlin's going to put up with this, come on.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
No, they will. Listen, if it doesn't go well early, I mean, they drafted a kid. When was Pickens taken?
First round, wasn't it?
Yeah, Pickett was taken in the first round. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, first round quarterbacks, if the guy in front of them aren't playing well, we see that they get their chance sooner rather than later. More specifically, though, guys, encouraging to hear that things were a little bit better up at Hallis Hall today. Sounded like it was a poo show for the offense yesterday, much better today. That's got to be comforting.
Yeah, I think it's good. And, you know, that also Matt Eberflus said that the starters are going to get a decent amount of play in the first preseason game, which is good too, I think. You know, you're working stuff out. I know it's preseason and guys might get hurt, but it's also football and it's also a new offense and a new defense. Like, get out there and play. Like, you guys are, like, we're not expecting 10 or 11 wins here. What's playing in the preseason going to hurt these guys? Because remember, Matt Nagy didn't want to play the guys, and then it came back and bit him in the ass.
It's also, I think it's positive to look at the reports about Braxton Jones.
Yes.
He took all the first-team reps at left tackle. So, yeah. I mean, hey, maybe you found a piece here to be a part of this offensive line moving forward. If he's already establishing himself at the left tackle position, and now you just have to figure out the other side, that could be beneficial going forward.
Yeah, and it sounds, Chris, that they're committed to him. And again, he's a polls guy. He's not a pace guy. They drafted him. There are some quotes that I think that were out today that you know, listen, he's a young guy from a small college where it sounded like he may have been a little overwhelmed with a lot of things going on, but having done this years and years and years ago, it is overwhelming as hell to step into an NFL training camp with a bunch of accomplished veterans and try to find your way. Mm-hmm. Peggy Kaczynski also confirmed today, I saw on Twitter that she sent out a tweet that she has sources that confirmed that the Bears are in fact trying to move Tevin Jenkins. And we talked about that yesterday. That was something that others had reported. But look, if they're moving on from him within the first 2 weeks of training camp, that is a relationship that it cannot be salvaged.
Right, and Peggy's tweet, as you're pointing to, Waddle, also says that Jenkins, who fell out of favor early with the new staff,
is not hurt. Yeah, so and he's not hurt.
Yeah, right. He's not hurt in that this was something that took place in the spring during mandatory OTAs, right? Like, this is something where they showed up immediately, and he was not having what they were trying to implement up there at House Hall.
All right, Tom, hard day's work for you.
Woo. You know what? I've already had one beer. I think I'll have a few more to
celebrate.
Who
do you think you are, Bleck and Abdallah?
I mean, look at these two guys today. Yurko walked in at 12:15.
I was with him.
What'd you shoot?
15-minute segment.
I don't. You know what? Probably high 80s, that 90, something similar to the good kid. The good kid's striking the ball well. He's got a good short game. I hit the ball well. I couldn't score. One of those days where putts weren't falling, chips weren't getting where they were supposed to go. But have you ever come off the course and not scored well but said, hey, I didn't hit the ball bad? That's kind of the way it
works. Yeah, that'll happen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's normal.
So, yeah, whatever. All right, guys, you guys have a full show tonight. Have yourself some fun. I'm sure you'll talk about the appeal coming from the commissioner's office as well on the Deshaun Watson case. That's it. I think this one's going straight to the Broadcast Museum. This will be an award winner. I will be back tomorrow with Good Time Patty Boyle. We will have some fun. Obviously, we will talk all things football, all things White Sox, and probably break down the NHL as well.
It'll be Boyle and Boyle.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Listen, my friend is getting better. Feeling good.
Can you have Boyle sign your Boyle?
At one point, you need to be on Twitch with your back just so it is Boyle and Boyle.
Boyle and Boyle. We're calling it an abscess, Adam, okay?
It's disgusting.
But right. A Boyle sounds even more disgusting. Not Pat's name, but the thing. Anyway, Chris and Adam are up next. Everyone have a great night. This is ESPN 1000.